It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Grady Noyes and Madeline Criddle. They are with the Price City Youth Council. I also have Mayor Mike Corianis. And the Youth Council has put together a fundraising event for the employees of the Asian Bistro. Of course, a few weeks ago, the Asian Bistro had a fire. It burnt down. And, you know, everybody in the community says, well, insurance will cover that. That's true. It will. But it will not help out the employees that are here. So they're going to have a fundraiser on January 29th that will help out just the employees of the Asian Bistro, and they've come in to tell us all about it. Ladies, gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to be here.
Now, Grady, we're going to start with you. You are the mayor of the Price City Youth Council, correct?
Yeah.
How long have you been in office?
I've been in office since the beginning, like since May last year. That's when the Youth Council starts its operations.
Okay. And is it year to year?
Yeah, so in May we'll get a new batch of kids and it'll start all over.
So do everything you can for a year, right?
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about this event that you've got coming up. You guys kind of were saying that you wanted to do a service project and you wanted to do a fundraiser for somebody, and then this happened and you decided to tie it into this. So let's talk about putting that all together and what you guys came up with.
Right. So as a youth council, we're always trying to make a difference in the community. We want to help out where we can. So every other Monday, we meet together and we try to find a way that we can make a difference. It just so happened that this meeting was right after the fire, and we decided that we could put our efforts towards that.
So you guys kind of put your heads together and came up with this event. And now, you said you kind of came up with the thought of the Asian Bistro, right? That was your idea. Go ahead and take credit for it. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's a whole effort. We all brainstorm ideas off of each other. That's just to get ideas flowing. So.
And then whose idea was it to do the movie and everything that you guys are doing?
The movie, that was Maddie's.
That was Maddie's idea. So we're going to let Maddie come in now, and we're going to talk to Maddie about the event itself. Maddie, how are you this morning?
I'm so good.
Good. Now, what is your position in Youth Council?
I'm public relations.
Okay, so... Well, then this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you guys come up with? And this is going to be a really fun event. Once again, I said it's January 29th. And you're going to use the Civic Auditorium, which is a building that doesn't get used too much other than culture connections and things like that. So let's talk about what you guys came up with.
So it's a movie night. We're going to be showing Andrew Garfield's The Amazing Spider-Man. It's going to start at 7, and it's donation-based. But also, if you wanted to donate to the Asian Bistro and their employees, we have a QR code that goes directly to them, so you don't have to go to the event to be able to donate.
And the QR code is everywhere on social media. I've seen it.
Yes.
So you guys, and what all is this going to entail? Are you going to have like concessions and those kind of things that are going to be donation-based, or what are you going to do?
So it's going to be hard with concessions because of the building and the cleanup, but we will have... an amazing event. We will have a lot of people there, a nice projector and projector screen.
And the sound.
And
that's
the sound.
That's what everybody tells me, and yeah, I've experienced the sound in the Price Civic Auditorium is better than people think it is. They've done a lot with it lately. So get on in there. It starts at 7. I've even heard that pillows and blankets are welcome.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great event, but I just fall asleep. That's the problem. So anyway, it's The Amazing Spider-Man. It's Andrew Garfield's first time around. A totally free event. All donations are going to go to the workers of the Asian Bistro. Is it on the Price City Facebook page as well? As I've seen the QR code and the event everywhere.
It's on the Price City Youth Council Instagram page, and it will be around town.
Okay, so now let's let Mayor Curianis bring this one home, and we're going to talk a little bit, and you can talk about these guys and what a great job the Price City Youth Council does. Mayor, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Dave, and it is exciting to be with these guys and to help them succeed. But the one thing that with this event, as they brainstormed and came up with the idea, so then I reached out to the owners of the Asian Bistro, and when I talked with them, it touched their heart. The owner started crying, and that was Chief Peterson and I were working together on trying to get them together. Then we brought them down to Price and met City Hall and members of the City Council, Youth Council, talked with them, and they said, you know, this is awesome. They couldn't come up with the right words on their feelings for this, and it's so exciting. And so what we're trying to do is let these owners know that we got their back in this situation. And as you talk about the employees, and I've talked with them, yeah, they are not making any money. They want to work. They want to share their talents with our community. And our community has reached out to me and said, what a loss, you know, of great food. So how can we do this? And they want to come back. They want to build a new facility, bigger. But here's the employees not making any money. And it could be 10 to 11 months before the insurance will kick in. So that's the one thing is we want to get the word out. We have the university, athletic department is wanting to help. So if there's a little flyers on your windshield wipers, don't throw them off. Just click the QR code and donate some money for this. We have a goal of $5,000. Can we make even more?
You know, and you and I have talked about this a lot in the past. There's really there's not a better place than Carbon County for this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And they see somebody that needs something, and they're more than willing to jump in and help and do everything that they can. And that's awesome. That's why people stay here. That's why people live here. And it's just great to be able to jump in and do that. So once again, it's January 29th. 7 o'clock at the Price Civic Auditorium, The Amazing Spider-Man. It is a free event, but they are accepting donations for the workers of the Asian Bistro. Also be looking for that QR code if you want to give that QR code a click and donate whatever you can to this. Mayor Corianis, Maddie Criddle, and Mayor Grady Noyes, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it, and thank you for putting all this together. Get out and support these guys. It's going to be a great, great event.
Thank you for letting us be here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Anytime. This is good stuff. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.